From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Polls opened in South Carolina's presidential primary election Saturday, where Democratic voters will choose between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Statewide polls show Clinton leading Sanders by a commanding 50 percentage point margin heading into the vote. Sanders and Clinton made last-minute appeals to voters in South Carolina Friday night. Clinton spoke of her vision for uniting the country, while Sanders took aim at Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump.
It is very easy to get votes by scapegoating minorities. It's a very easy thing to do. Right now, we're seeing it on the Republican side. We're seeing Donald Trump telling us that we're supposed to think that all the people from Mexico came into this country are rapists or criminals or drug dealers. All of you know that that is nonsense, and we're not going to succumb to that type of bigotry.
A win by a wide margin in South Carolina would firm up support for Clinton among African Americans and establish her electoral viability nationwide. Afghan police officials say a suicide bomber attacked security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. Witnesses in Kabul saw rescue workers transporting dead and wounded to hospitals in the capital city immediately after the bombing. The Afghan Defense Ministry said two soldiers were among the dead in the Kabul blast. This is VOA News. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday is mostly held, but there have been some incidents of violence. State media report a car bomb explosion on the outskirts of the central city of Salamiya in Hama province killed two soldiers. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast near the town's entrance. Elsewhere, clashes between government forces and rebel groups were reported in the Latakia province near the Turkish border. The United States and Russian-brokered truce took effect at midnight Friday, Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke Saturday in his weekly address.
We continue to go after ISIL leaders and commanders, taking them out day in, day out, one after another after another. In Iraq, ISIL has now lost more than 40% of the areas it once controlled. In Syria, a coalition of local forces is tightening the squeeze on ISIL's stronghold of Raqqa. As we bomb its oil infrastructure, ISIL's been forced to slash salaries of its fighters.
Obama said the U.S. is working with partners around the world to discredit the ideology the Islamic State uses. Yemeni security officials and residents say airstrikes by a Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Iranian-allied Shiite forces in Yemen killed at least 30 people Saturday at a popular market northeast of the rebel-held capital Sana'a. The strike in the Nim district killed mostly civilians and left burned bodies strewn over the area. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief reporters. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels and forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a bid to restore the internationally recognized government of President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi. More than 20,000 Russians marched through central Moscow Saturday to honor the memory of opposition politician Boris Nemtsov, who was killed in the shadow of the Kremlin 1 year ago. Some marchers carried Russian flags, some placards, flowers, and Nemtsov's portraits. Others chanted, "Russia will be free and Russia without Putin." People also brought flowers and candles to the Bolshoi Bridge near the Kremlin walls, where the 55-year-old Nemtsov was shot dead. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in a new era. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.